Okay, hello there, and welcome to another episode of Echoness the Podcast. I just deleted the third attempt at recording this episode because I feel like I'm over-explaining. But anyway, here we go again. Okay, so this episode is going to be a banned and restricted 2022 musical gear. So what's going on right now is that today, January 25th, 2022, Wizards of the Coast, who produced the Magic the Gathering card game, which I play very often. It's my favorite game. They released a banned and restricted announcement today. Banned and restricted is when cards become too powerful. They take up a large percentage of the meta. They need to be, in order to keep the competitive nature of the game, I guess so, not just so one-sided, so that you can use a bunch of different cards. They will ban or restrict a card so that it doesn't have quite as much of an impact on what's going on at in the competitive level of Magic the Gathering, the card game. So, yeah, I thought it would be really fun to do that in music. In the music world. So I'm going to start with a pretty hot take. And I'm going to say we need to ban. I'm starting off with a ban, but we're going to ban dark glass products. And this is why I say this. I also should state this is purely for comedic effect. It's not even a thought experiment. This is just kind of supposed to be a funny thing. And, you know, I try to be funny. It doesn't always work out. If this starts to offend you, just please remember that, offend, I mean that in very loose terms. I don't think anyone's going to be offended, but if this starts to just not be funny, we'll say that. My ego wouldn't let me say that. Turn it off, write me, an email about, how shitty this podcast was. Actually, don't turn it off, though. You know, just keep listening to it, I suppose. But, yeah. However, if you do find the humor in it, as dry as it might be, let's send me an email as well. Send me the angry email. If you get it, I'll get an angry email from you, because I'll know that you understood this. Okay, so moving on. Dark glass. Axe it. Dark glass stuff has become so popular among bass players. It's even people who don't own any dark glass equipment still go for the sound on their board. Now the dark glass thing it existed before dark glass existed. The whole taking the high frequencies of a bass and distorting them and leaving the low ones clean. Maybe not unprocessed, but clean at least, not distorted. That's kind of a ancient thing, you know, that I think people gravitate towards. Dark glass, I guess, were just the people who did it, who combined that thing into a pedal, but then did it really well on top of that. I absolutely love the dark glass sound. I think it's so cool. It is like the bass tone, and you know, how are you gonna argue with that, I suppose. I am saying we need to ban it though, because I think we need to come up with new ways to get that sound again. Just like people had to do in the old days. I want fucking bass players to roll up without, or I want them to start rolling up with two amps and not just their bass and an amazing sounding DI. It's too easy and I'm too jealous. So I want those fuckers to start rolling up with two amps again, at least two DI signal chains, and gotta get them working again. So we've gotta get rid of dark glass for that reason. Yeah. How do you expound upon that further? I don't really know. Well, whatever. But that's my first big one. I think it's a pretty hot take. And you know, then you can circle back and say, well, they're just doing the same thing a Dark Glass does, so why ban it? Well, because I think that's what's going to give, that's what's going to breathe some new life back into base gear stuff. You can't just get a Dark Glass and be done with it. You have to come up with something interesting, and you have to start searching again and become incredibly frustrated like I am with my guitar sound, trying to get a really good sound, but you can't just buy the piece of gear that makes it happen. You gotta do it. So that is why I am choosing to ban Dark Glass equipment from the music world. All right. That's yeah, look at that. That's an episode right there, right? I do want to do a bunch more of these, so I will. Have some more fun lists next time. I think I might even have to call up Keith again. We might have to get the band back together to do a podcast and start talking shit about gear. Figuring out how we can, just fucking anger people, because that's what prog music is supposed to do. Thank you so much for listening to this very short, hopefully, we'll say comical, I don't think humorous, episode. As always, please follow me on all the bullshits. It's so incredibly important to a young artist. Even though I'm not really that young anymore of an artist, but as a small artist, it's super helpful. So yes, find Echo Nest on all that stuff. Find me, Warren Sharp, on all that stuff, and then start finding all the other things I'm a part of: Cygnus X2, the Rush Tribute Band, As Oceans, the Metal Band, Raleigh Little Theater. I play guitar for the musicals there. NRACT, which is not, has nothing to do with the NRA. I can't remember what it is, but it's another theater. That I've played for, and yes, find all that shit. All right, later on.